Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we wrap up a week that we've been focused on learning to serve. And we've looked at a lot of different characteristics that God would want us to have in the way that we serve people. And today we're looking specifically at the topic of serving eagerly. Paul writes to the shepherds specifically and those that oversee the flock of God, the elders, and tells them that they should be willing to serve, but not for gain, but eager to serve. And I believe the instruction holds true for all of us. Even in the context that it's given for the shepherds of God's flock, there's truth within it that applies to every one of us. You see, that's the heart of how God wants us to serve in whatever role that He calls us to. And I think sometimes it's easy as we kind of move up the societies and cultures chain of command, so to speak, as we climb that ladder of success to, well, lose sight of how we really ought to lead. You see, I believe all of us are leaders of some kind or another. Some are official leaders, some have roles of leadership, but we each have people that look to us, that follow us. And whether that's simply one person or several people or many people, the way we live, the way we act, the way we lead influences them. And God's desire is that we would not be that influencer who does so by an uninvolved command, but we influence by being eager to serve. That we take those roles or those times where people look to us, and instead of looking for the opportunities to make them serve us, we look for the opportunities to serve them. I think one of the difficulties is it's so ingrained in us that we want to rise to the top. It's not cultural, it's not time, a 21st century problem. It's a human flesh problem. You remember the temptation that led mankind into this estrangement from God because of sin? It was Satan coming to Eve and saying, if you eat of this one fruit that God told you not to eat of, you can be like Him. You can rise to the top. It's the same temptation that really caught the disciples as they argued with one another about who was the greatest. It was the mother of James and John coming and asking Jesus if the two of them could sit one on His right and one on His left in His kingdom. You see, it's a natural part of our human flesh to want to be number one, to be viewed as number one, to be treated as number one, which is why it takes such a supernatural power within us to be eager to serve. We can't do it on our own. It requires God's power working within us. And it requires us leaning in on that power, allowing Him to mold us and to change us from the inside out. Many times we encounter activities and circumstances that, well, would be opportunities to serve if we would take them. But how often do we turn away, walk past, drive past, pretend we didn't notice, hoping they didn't notice us? It's much easier than pausing and wanting to serve. It's less inconvenient to keep moving. But it's more godly to be eager to serve. I think of the time in Scripture where the people are bringing their valuables to give to God. And the desire is to make the temple of God be a beautiful thing. And so often, we think of the needs around us and the scarcity of resources. And here we've got one time in Scripture where the people are commanded and told to quit giving. We have more than enough. They were eager to give, eager to serve, eager to be useful. Can you imagine what would take place in church congregations around the world if each person was eager to serve? When an announcement was made that we need volunteers in the nursery, but we can only take the first five. I don't know that I've ever heard that anywhere. Because generally, there's always a need for volunteers because, well, we're not that eager to serve. As I'm working on a summer VBS program, and thinking of the volunteers needed for that to take place, I wonder. And there are many at Deer Run that are eager to serve. I'm not saying they don't exist. And there are a lot of people that have learned to be eager to serve. But what if it was everybody? One of the things that has often been difficult in many churches is, and I know with COVID, we've kind of changed up in a lot of places how we collect offerings and things like that. But it was just simply to get people to pass offering trays. And God says, as His children, we ought to be eager to serve. We've talked about already this week about the idea that we ought to serve wholeheartedly as if we're serving God and not men. You see, I think that's kind of ought to at least provide the motivation for our eagerness to serve. If you look at every opportunity and evaluate, is God in this? How can I serve God by doing this? It ought to change our willingness and our eagerness. Jesus has said, and I've talked about this already this week, that when we serve those that we consider the least of these, his brethren, the least of those around us, we serve him. And when I think of serving, I think of doing things for the benefit of someone else. And God's asking, will you eagerly do things for the benefit of someone else? Will you step away from a life that's all about you and serve eagerly? You see, that's not my idea. That's God's idea. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You've gifted us and called us and created us in a way that you designed us to serve others, to look out for the needs of others even above our own. And Father, sometimes we do those things because, well, we are pressured into it, or we feel guilty if we don't, or we go along with the crowd, or we don't want to say no. And Father, sometimes when we serve, it shows that we really don't want to. That those we are serving can see right through us. And many times it takes away the full effect of what you wanted to do. And so, Father, forgive us for those times where we either choose not to serve or we choose to serve with just a begrudging attitude. Help us to be more eager to serve. That we would look for the opportunities. But Father, not even needing to look, but we would listen to the opportunities that are all around us. That we would respond, and not that it's any one person's responsibility to do everything. But that we would be honest with ourselves and honest with you about why we choose what we do and why we choose what we don't do. Father, help us to be aware of the gifting that you've put in our life, but also be aware of the opportunities that you want us to learn something new. May we know the value that you see in us. Father, may we be eager to serve, whether that serving is a direct interaction with someone else or whether it's bringing along someone that can do what we can't. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray for an eagerness in our lives to serve them. But also an eagerness to teach them, to harness the eagerness they have to please others. That we would involve our children in the service that we do and in the service that you've created and called them to do. May we look for the opportunities to teach and train and allow them to serve eagerly. Father, may we not shut them out of the kingdom life, but may they be a valuable part. Father, as we live life today, may we look at the opportunities that we have to serve. And whether it's an opportunity that is ours to do or whether it belongs to someone else, may we not dismiss it casually without considering what you would have us to do. Father, I pray that you would raise up your body to be those who would serve eagerly. That number of people who would willingly and voluntarily say yes would grow. Father, that the standing statistic of 20% of the people doing 80% of the work would change as more and more people follow your instructions to be eager to serve. Father, help us to be active, to be involved, to be willing to serve, whether we make the decisions or not. Father, today as we look around, may we notice those who are struggling, those who are having difficult times in life. And may we find ways to serve them and according to their need. But Father, in all of it, in our eagerness to serve, may it always be done in the context of representing Jesus. Never in the context or idea of making ourselves known or popular or wanted. But may our eagerness flow from pure motives that is not about our gain, but is about making Jesus known. So, Father, today, may you help us. And may our life of service be done eagerly in a way that we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Saturday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.